Psalm 67, we read from this text yesterday over at the graveside, and I didn't know until just a couple days ago, or actually it was yesterday morning, that this text is actually a missionary psalm. And I looked at it today, and another writer said it was a missionary song, which a lot of the psalms were sang, amen, as they went up to the house of God. And so let's read it together. The Bible said, God be merciful unto us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us, Selah, that thy way may be known upon the earth, thy saving health among all the nations, among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon earth. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. If correctly read, that's verse 1 through 7, the entire psalm, Psalm 67. Pray with us a moment. Father, thank you tonight for the privilege to be in the house of God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. I pray, dear Father, tonight that you'd help us, Lord, as we gather around the Word of God a few minutes tonight, just to glean. Lord, I pray tonight that you would just ignite a fire in our heart for missions and, Lord, for getting the gospel around the world. Lord, I thank you for that fire that burned in Brother Grizzle's heart for years and years and years. Lord, for his favorite verse, for God so loved the world. Lord, thank you for loving us tonight. Lord, I pray that you'll just help us tonight to serve you with gladness till you come. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen and amen. I guess tonight if I was going to title the message, I would just simply title it The Missionary Psalm, Psalm 67. And I want to just share a few things with you tonight, and we'll pray and ease on out and get back to the house. I want to thank you for coming tonight. Amen. My wife and I, Brother Rick, it'd be a close contest whether you drove the furthest or whether we did. I'm not sure if I measured that out, but Brother Rick came a long way, and we came a long way, but I praise the Lord for the opportunity to be in the house of God tonight. I'll tell you, there's some things on my heart here tonight. It's kind of a different direction, but as we look at the missionary psalm, I want to look first of all tonight at the origination of missions. Where did missions originate? Where did this thought of go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, making disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost? Where did it originate? Well, in verse number 1, the very first word is the key. God. Amen. You say, Pastor, how did it originate with God? Well, you can go back to the creation, but you can go back before that. Before the foundation of the world, the scripture declares that the Lamb was slain. And so God, when Adam and Eve messed up in the Garden of Eden and sin came into the world, God didn't say, oops. God didn't say, what are we going to do now? Amen. God already had a plan. Redemption's plan was already in place. And God knew that men and women, boys and girls, were going to need to hear about a God of mercy, a God of grace, a God of judgment. Some people only preach one side of that coin, amen? But I believe the whole counsel of God includes preaching both sides of that coin. There's a heaven to gain. There's a hell to shun. Amen. Both of them are very real. And I've got more respect for people that don't believe in either one of them than somebody that say, well, I believe in heaven, but I don't believe in hell. Amen. Because the same book tells us about both places. So it originated in the heart of the Savior. In verse number 1, it's God. But then there came a time in our life. I thought about my life today until I was 27 years old. I had absolutely no interest in missions. I had no interest in promoting the gospel, amen, or the gospel going to Asia or going to China or going to the Philippines or going to Africa. I never even thought about those things. So there had to come a time when missions not only originated in the heart of God, but missions originated in the heart of the saints of God, amen. And when God saved me, there was two things that I can just remember immediately came to mind. One was this: why did I wait so long? This is so good. Why did I wait so long to come to Jesus? And then the second thing that I thought about was this: why don't everybody get in on this? Amen. I couldn't understand why anybody would hesitate. Why wouldn't you just jump in? And then I had to remember, for 27 years, I was dead in trespasses and sin. For 27 years, I was blind and could not see. Amen. And so it originates not only in missions in the heart of the Savior, but in the heart of the saints. I thank God for our church. I thank God that, I don't know how many years ago, Brother Rick, it was settled, 35% of all the offering that comes into the church is going out that others can hear about Jesus. And now it's even more than that. Our Wednesday night offering gets thrown in on top of that. And beloved, we're able to see souls saved around the world. We can't go everywhere, but we can send, amen, everywhere into all the world. So the origination of missions tonight is where I wanted to start in this first verse. Now listen, it says God, but then watch this. We're talking about in the heart of the saints, be merciful unto us. How many can remember when he showed you mercy? Amen. I love that parable. I got that backwards. That parable of the publican and the sinner. Amen. And I love that because that publican said, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Amen. The other guy, that Pharisee, beloved, he couldn't understand, amen, the gospel. He thought he was better than that other man. I thank you that I'm not as other men are, but I fast twice in the week, bragging on his gifts and bragging on what he had done for God. Honey, I'm going to tell you, if you understand the mercy of God, it's not bragging on what we've done for God. It's bragging on what he's done for us. Amen. That's where missions is, in the heart of God's people. Amen. It's what he's done for us. He said, be merciful unto us. And then he said, bless us. And I really didn't know that I had Bible for this, but I have prayed for years. Part of my prayer life is, God, would you bless me? Because God, I can't be a blessing if you don't bless me. Anything, beloved, that's tried outside of God blessing us is artificial. Amen. But honey, if we're just a channel of his blessings, amen, the blessings come in and the blessings go out. That's the way God intended missions to be. And God has blessed us. Then the word of God said, cause his face to shine upon us. And I believe tonight that as we think about this, that's how that missions originated, in the heart of the Savior and also in the heart of the saints. Now, I want to give you the second thing that's on my heart tonight. There's the origination. How many realizes that some things that begin, they stop? I want to talk about the continuation of missions. How does it continue? Watch what the Bible said in verse number 2. That thy way may be known upon the earth, thy saving health, that's equivalent to thy salvation, among all nations. So if everybody doesn't know yet, you know what we need to do? We just need to continue on. Amen. Continue telling the story. Continue supporting men and women that will tell the story. Amen. That will get the gospel around the world. The Bible said here that thy way may be known upon the earth. The only way that people are going to know God's way, he could have cows tell them. He could have, beloved, the animal kingdom. He could let the stars tell them or the moon tell them. But God chose for his people to go into all the world. The Bible said, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. You shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, the uttermost part of the earth. Amen. That's the way that God continues his mission program. So it's not something that just starts. It's something that God wants to keep going. You say, how long is it going to go, preacher? I'll tell you how long it's going to go. It's going to go till he comes. Amen. And actually, at that first part of his coming, he's coming for the church. And actually, beloved, there's a lot of mission work going to be done in the Great Tribulation. Amen. There are going to be a lot of souls reached in the Great Tribulation. Not going to be Christ rejectors on this side of the rapture, but on that side, beloved, there's going to be many that are, the blinders are going to come off of Israel. They're going to realize they've been snookered. Amen. That Jesus is the Savior. And many are going to get saved in that time. Many in that time will come to the age of accountability and have that opportunity to be saved in that Great Tribulation, that time of Jacob's trouble. So we see the origination of missions in verse number 1, God, and then the saints of God, and then the continuation of missions in verse number 2. I think it's important that we continue on. You remember Jesus said, if you're going to build a house, he said, you first sit down and you count the cost. Ain't that right? And you don't want to start something and then quit in the middle of the project. Amen. And so God wants us just to keep on keeping on. Amen. With missions, the continuation. I tell you, it was an honor. I'm guessing, Brother Rick, you were there yesterday. Brother Jason, you were there yesterday. It would fool me if there wasn't 100 people gathered around Brother Grizzle's graveside, and it colder than a blue tick. Amen. I mean, it's cold out there. I reached up there to make sure my ears hadn't fallen off. Amen. It felt like it was frozen. Amen. But I'm going to tell you something right now. You want to honor that man? Then we just got to continue on. Say amen. God started a work years ago. Just keep on keeping on for the glory of God and continue that missionary work that's presented here in this missionary psalm. We see the origination of missions, the continuation of missions, but I want you to think about this, the culmination of missions. That means the word culmination means the final or the highest point of something. And I'm going to tell you something, beloved. Listen, the highest point's coming. It ain't here yet. Amen. When all of God's children get home, amen, and gather around the throne, and they light that choir up, Brother Jason, amen. And the angels have to step back because the church is going to sing the song of the redeemed, amen. He's washed us in his precious blood, amen. And it's going to be a blessed day, amen, when we see the result. You see, right now, even right now, the missionaries don't always know what God's doing. Brother Keith's over there in Africa, those pastors over there in Africa, and they preach and you know, they see certain ones come. But I'm going to tell you something, even in our own backyard, we don't know everything God's doing. Say amen. We just got to be faithful to tell the story, amen, and the results are up to God. But on that day, we're going to know. I talked to a waitress the other day, and I tell you, that was a blessing. Amen. But listen, I hope and pray to God that God will let me meet that young'un in heaven. She's got an 8-year-old, an 11-year-old. She's raising them by herself. Amen. And it'd be a blessing. Amen. A blessing, a blessing, a blessing to know that because maybe that we're kind to her, that we'd get to meet her in the city of God. Wouldn't that be wonderful? Because of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let me say some things. Here we see God's mercy in this chapter. We see God's way and God's salvation in this chapter. But we also see God's worship in this chapter. Look in verse number 3 here as we talk about worship for just a minute. The Bible said, let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon earth. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Now, I have not read this in a commentary, but I'm going to tell you what I believe. I believe this scripture right here is pointing on down the road to a time when Jesus, beloved in the millennial, will reign upon this earth. Are you listening to me? The Word of God said right there, all the nations are going to fear him. All the nations don't fear him today. And I don't believe they will, amen, until he comes and sits upon the throne of David and rules and reigns with a rod of iron, amen. And in that day, all the nations are going to praise him. So in that culmination, let me say several things about worship here right quick. Number one, God desires worship. Did you know he made us in his own image? And that, beloved, he desires that from you and from me. He desires that, Michael, that we worship him. He loves that. Amen. I'm going to tell you what, if you've ever been a parent or a grandparent and have a young'un, what they call dote on you, amen, I'm telling you, there's nothing like it in the whole world. Amen. But I'll tell you, God likes for us to jump up in his lap every once in a while, dote on him. Amen. And just worship him and thank him and praise him. That's what the psalm is saying over and over and over and over. You got anything to praise him for tonight? Let me say this. Everybody do this with me. Go. Take in the deepest breath you can. Take it in. Take it in. Okay. Then you qualify to praise him. Amen. The Word of God said, let everything in half breath praise the Lord. Amen. You're not going to praise him, beloved. Amen. And if you don't know that he desires worship. Then secondly tonight, not only does God desire worship, God deserves it. Would somebody say amen? You look what he's done for us. And he deserves our worship tonight. But let me give you something on top of that. He's already determined it. You say, Pastor, what's the big deal if he's already determined worship? What do you mean he's already determined worship? Well, the Bible said at the name of Jesus, are you listening? Every knee's going to bow. Every tongue is going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. God is already determined, beloved. Now listen, some people are going to worship way too late. Say amen. Amen. Beloved, I want to bow now, don't you? Because he's my Savior. He's my Lord. Amen. He has determined worship. I thank the Lord for that tonight. Now, let me give you something tonight, and I'm going to close with this. We talked about the origination of missions and the continuation of missions and the culmination of missions. What about the paralyzation of missions? What is it that paralyzes missions? It's kind of a sour note to end on, but it's the way God led me. Let me tell you, when you get unconcerned about missions, when you get away from this book, when you get away from the Bible, you'll be unconcerned about the souls of men when you get away from this book. When you get away from prayer, you'll be unconcerned. It'll just paralyze even the thought of missions. Brother Grizzle, I keep mentioning him, and I don't apologize for that. A man that went 80 years without missing church. Somebody say amen. I'm going to tell you something else that'll paralyze missions. You get out of the house of God. Amen. And your money will be on the racetrack. Your money will be on the beach. Amen. Your money will be everywhere else in the world. It'll be in this pleasure and that pleasure, this vehicle and that vehicle, this house and that house. But not if we'll stay in God's house. If we'll stay in God's house, God will keep our heart warm. There'll be a missionary coming by every once in a while and telling us what he's doing, sharing his burden with us. And, you know, I don't know about you, but I just thank God for the opportunity. I see beyond the missionary, and I see the mission. Amen. The mission is to get this precious message to as many people as we can, as quick as we can, because our Lord is coming again. Amen. If we get away from God's word, if we get away from worship, if we get away from God's way, amen. I say this, and I don't say it boastfully. It's really sad. But when I was a missionary for 10 years, Brother Brian, there were several churches. I was their only missionary. They never even, Brother Rick, heard about missions till I got there. And you know something? Listen to me. I'm not throwing any stones. But years ago, whenever I saw a church placard or a sign that said Missionary Baptist Church, you know what I thought? I thought they supported missionaries. But actually, many times that Missionary Baptist Church, that title is there because a missionary planted that church. Do you understand that? And listen, I thank God that we're not just a mission-minded church. We're way past that. We're a mission-sending church. And I believe God is pleased with that. And we need to work. Make sure in our own heart that love for the gospel, that love for sinners, don't die down, amen, and get paralyzed by the things of this world. I believe it's possible, don't you? I wonder sometimes. I've seen people get out of church for years and years and years, and you just wonder. I'm going to tell you something else I wonder about. This is free of charge. Won't cost you a dime. I just wonder sometimes how people can be president of church for years and years, and they leave, and the offering don't change. I said it. Amen. Amen. It shouldn't be that way. Say amen. They ought to miss our offering. Amen. But I thank God tonight for a group of people. And I'm talking to the cream off of the cream off of the cream of the crop tonight. Amen. Got out in this cold weather and come to church. But I just wanted to thank God. Do it in honor of Brother Grizzle, Brother Grizzle's Savior, Brother Jack, that years ago, amen, had a heart to see that gospel go, not just to Bloomingdale, but let me say this, sending them across the sea does not relieve us of our responsibility to go across the street. Amen. We got to go across the sea and across the street. Amen. And God's blessing that. And I believe that He will. That weather's going to break soon, Brother Jason. Amen. We'll get back at it. Amen. Amen. We got more on the team this year, don't we? Amen. That's good. Amen. That's good. More on the team. How many's glad you come tonight?